AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Four centrist Republicans have broken with their party's leadership over health care. They signed on to a Democratic-led petition that will force a House vote on extending for 3 years an enhanced pandemic-era subsidy that lowers health insurance costs for millions of Americans. This is Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett.
This is their commitment to deny health care, to provide no relief on premiums that are soaring.
The gentleman's time
has
expired.
It means replacing Obamacare with nothing care.
Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick is joining with Democrats and says, unfortunately, it is House leadership themselves that have forced this outcome. House Republicans pushed ahead today with a 100-plus page health care package without the subsidies, instead focusing on long-sought GOP proposals designed to expand insurance coverage options for small businesses and the self-employed. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox says Obamacare has a lot of waste and abuse.
Even when all the evidence is presented to them on how rancid of a health care scheme the Unaffordable Care Act really is, Democrats leap to their feet and become entirely apoplectic. They do not tell the truth about the current situation or what we are doing.
The revolt against GOP leadership came days after talks centered on the health care subsidies. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Moscow will extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks. Fannie Willis is facing questions from a Georgia State Senate committee about her prosecution of Donald Trump. The Republican-led committee was created to investigate allegations of misconduct against Willis, the Democratic DA in the greater Atlanta's Fulton County. A woman who allegedly pushed razor blades into loaves of bread at two Biloxi, Mississippi Walmart stores has been arrested. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street, while the price of crude oil claws back some of its big losses this year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 155 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Most stocks were higher. Some of the biggest gains were being made by oil companies after President Donald Trump ordered a blockade of all sanctioned tankers going into Venezuela. The price of a barrel of U.S. crude rose 1.8%. It had fallen to its lowest level since 2021, a day earlier. Seth Sutel, New York.
The founder of Tricolor Holdings and other company executives have been charged with what federal authorities say was a massive fraud that led to the subprime auto lender's bankruptcy. Daniel Chu is accused of extracting more than $6 million from the company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.